This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna, through video conferencing from Ranchi Airport. The flag-off event of 6 Vande Bharat trains was scheduled in Jamshedpur. Mr. Modi reached Ranchi Airport this morning to proceed for Jamshedpur, but his helicopter could not take off due to low visibility and inclement weather. Jamshedpur is witnessing heavy rains. Meanwhile, Met Department has also forecast heavy rains in Ranchi, Ramgarh, Gumla and Simdega, and has issued a red alert for this region. Addressing people through video conferencing, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the operation of Vande Bharat trains will enhance economic and cultural activities in eastern India, including Jharkhand and the neighbouring states. Mr. Modi said these trains will boost the tourism industry. It will also increase job opportunities. He said the centre is committed for the all-round development of Jharkhand. Prime Minister Modi also released the first installment of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries. The Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Nagpur this afternoon to inaugurate the digital tower at Ramdev Baba University. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will be present on this occasion. The digital tower is a 12-storied building consisting of digital classrooms equipped with the latest systems catering to the needs of computer science and emerging technologies. In West Bengal, Central Bureau of Investigation, or CBI, has arrested former principal of R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh, and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station, Abhijit Mondal, in connection with the rape and murder of the Kolkata doctor. They were arrested yesterday on charges of tampering with evidences and misleading the probe, which is being carried out into the gruesome incident which occurred last month at the state-run hospital. Two more Kolkata police officials are under the CBI scanner. The probe agency is also questioning a sub-inspector of Tala Police Station regarding the case. Sandeep Ghosh is also accused of being involved in causing considerable delay in the registration of FIR. Doordarshan completes 65 years of its glorious journey today. Established on 15th of September 1959, Doordarshan marked the beginning of India's TV broadcasting era. The then President Rajendra Prasad inaugurated the first broadcast on that day. Today, Doordarshan provides television, online and mobile services reaching both the metropolitan and regional areas as well as international audience. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted people on the occasion of Onam. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, "Onam is an occasion to celebrate the rich cultural heritage and traditions of Kerala." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conveyed his greetings on the occasion of Onam. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished everyone a joyous Onam. He wished peace, prosperity and wellness all over. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has greeted all the technocrats on Engineers' Day. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Engineers are the backbone of the nation's growth and innovation, advancing progress and shaping the future through their vital contributions." He also paid homage to the visionary engineer, Bharat Ratna Sir M. Visveswaraya, whose enduring legacy will inspire engineers as they forge Bharat's future. In the Chess Olympiad 2024, the Indian team in both the open and women's category achieved an impressive win in the fourth round held in Budapest yesterday. The women's team will face Kazakhstan in the fifth round today, while in the open section, the Indian team will face Azerbaijan. Ace Indian javelin throw athlete Neeraj Chopra finished at the second position with a best throw of 87.86 metres at the Diamond League final in Brussels last night. Neeraj missed out the top spot by just 1 centimetre margin. Paris Olympics bronze medalist Anderson Peters hurled the spear to a distance of 87.87 metres to claim the top position. Meanwhile, Julian Weber of Germany, with his best attempt of 85.97 metres, finished third. And that is the end of this news bulletin.